Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Mercy Over Judgment. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In Exodus 32, one of the greatest failures of God's people on record has occurred. And God is angry. He is wroth with them. He spoke to them, the living God came down on a mountain, and it was consumed with fire, and He spoke out of the fire in an audible voice. Never had happened before. To His people He had chosen. Anybody remember one of the first things He told them? One of the first things when He spoke out of the fire. You shall have no other gods before Me. You don't make any graven images and bow down to them. He gave them the Ten Commandments. And the people were overwhelmed. Well, you can imagine. They heard this trumpet and they saw the mountain just billowing with fire. And they heard the voice of the Creator of the heavens and the earth speak out of the fire. It was so powerful. It was so overwhelming that after He had spoken the Ten Commandments, the elders came to Moses and said, please, please, please go, please, to him and just let him talk to you. If we hear this again, we think we will all die. God is not Mickey Mouse. He's not this little frilly thing some people have an idea. He's awesome beyond words. And they, all the people cried out, yes, the Lord, He is God. Yes, He is God. We will serve Him. Yes, these 10 things you've just told, we will do them. Yes, 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 yes. And 6 weeks later, anybody remember the story? Yeah. Moses has not come back in about 6 weeks, month and a half or less. And the people said, this Moses guy, we don't know what's become of him. And we need some gods to help us get back to Egypt. And they convinced Aaron, and they brought their jewelry, and they made them some gold calves. Whew. And God is so angry with them. It hadn't been 2 months. He's so angry with them. He tells Moses up there in the glory with Him, and He said, your people that you brought out of Egypt. He's not even claiming them anymore. He did. Moses, your people that you brought, they've quickly left My commandments, what I told them, and made them gods. He said, stand back, get out of the way. I'm going to consume them in a moment. And I'm going to take you and make of you a greater nation than them. And I want you to see what Moses did. Verse 30, Exodus 32, 30. It came to pass on the morrow that Moses said to the people, you have sinned a great sin. And now I'm going to go up to the Lord. Peradventure I shall make atonement for your sin. Verse 31, and Moses returned to the Lord, and he said, oh, this people have sinned a great sin and have made them gods of gold. Yet now, if you will forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of your book which you have written. Say what? Do what? What's he saying? Is Moses a great man? One of the greatest that's ever lived. You're going to look forward to meeting him. I said, you're going to like him when you get to know him. He's wonderful. He's a wonderful man. What made him great? You're seeing one of the clearest examples of his greatness right here. What would greatness be? God-likeness. God is great. Christ-likeness. And he said, if you will, forgive them. And if you don't want to forgive them, blot me out of your book too. What's he doing? He's putting himself between them and God. Can you see this? The Bible said in Philemon, and if you will, won't you go over to Romans 9 while I read these other scriptures to you. Romans 9. Philemon 17, you're going to Romans 9. Philemon 17, Paul said, the Spirit of God through Paul, he said to Philemon, if you count me a partner, receive him, this man that he's talking about, as myself. Verse 18, if he has wronged you or owes you aught anything, do what? Do what? Put that on my account. If he has wronged you, if he's taken anything from you, if he's done anything wrong to you, let me bear that and let him be free from it. Make me accountable for it and not him. Is this the law of Christ?
Yes.
He said, I, Paul, have written it with my own hand, which means it's a binding contract. I will repay it. At this moment, there's some people have talked about that this man used to be this Philemon's slave, that he, of course, the price of him was gone when he ran away, plus he maybe took some things when he ran away. So I don't know. It could have been a substantial amount. And here is a written document with Paul's signature, which means what? This man's debt free now, and Paul owes it. This is redemption in a sentence. Howbeit, I don't say to you, I'm not going to bring up, we're not going to talk about how you owe to me even your own self. You wouldn't even be saved if I hadn't come and preached to you. We won't get into that. Come on, can you see? When you want to start talking about how it's what somebody owes you, don't forget what you owed him. Right? But can you see the Spirit of Christ, the law of Christ? In Romans 9, verse 1, he had been talking about Israel and the first covenant. And he said here in chapter 9, verse 1, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not. He needs to preface this because what he's about to say is so strong. My conscience bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit. This is as strong as Paul can say it. First of all, he's not a liar to begin with. He's affirming to you, I'm telling you the truth. I am not lying before God. My conscience. What? Why is he saying all this? Verse 2. That I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertain the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises. He's talking about Israel. Now, if all Israel are automatically saved, why would he feel like this? Are y'all with me? When you say, all, somebody said, well, the Bible said all Israel shall be saved. You got to look at the whole thing. First of all, you got to answer the question, who is Israel? If you're talking about DNA from Abraham, you're talking about most of the Muslim world. If you're talking about those that practice the law, then you're back to salvation through works in the law. Are you with me? And he goes on to say in this very passage, they are not all Israel which are of Israel. And just because they are the natural seed of Abraham doesn't make them Jews.
Amen.
Can you see all this?
Yeah.
So why is his heart troubled over his brethren? And he specifies, not just brethren, brethren after the flesh. And what does he say? Verse 3, look at it again. What a powerful statement. I could what? Wish that what? Myself were accursed from Christ. Is he serious? That's why verse 1 says, I'm telling you the truth. I'm not lying. My conscience bearing me witness before the Holy Spirit. No way, Paul. You wouldn't do that. He said, I would. If it would save the nation, I'd let myself be accursed. This is the law of Christ.
Amen.
Not only would he did. I said he did.
Amen.
Can you see this, saints?
Amen.
He did. He said, Young's literal, I myself would be anathema from the Christ for my brethren. I could wish myself accursed and cut off and banished from Christ for the sake of my brethren and instead of them. This is the love, friends, that's been shed abroad in our hearts. This is what's in us, if we will let it dominate us. And if that's really in us, the last thing we would do is judge somebody and want to see them judged and punished. On the contrary, what would we do? We would take the judgment. We would take their place to prevent them from being judged. That's our heart. That's in us. We can't take their place and bear their sins. Don't need to. Jesus has already done it. Is that right? But that's still our nature, and we can fulfill and fill up that which is lacking, the Scripture said, and fulfill the law of Christ in our own life, because there's a myriad of ways, isn't there?
Yes.
Throughout life that we can take the bullet for somebody.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yep.
That we can bear their burden, take the pressure off of them, help them to escape, avoid judgment. That's the love of God. That's the New Testament commandment. And that is the law of Christ. Can you say amen?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Mercy Over Judgment, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.